Talk to me.
Welcome back to the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
And this segment of the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz Show is brought to you by morephotos.com, your internet sales photo solution. We're talking with David Bullock of davidbullock.com, and I should spell that for everyone, David, D-A-V-I-D, B-U-L-L-O-C-K.com, about testing your sales process to increase your website profits. David, before the break, you were talking about having been an engineer in the previous life, and I myself was actually a systems engineer for Kodak, and I'm familiar with breaking the processes down into steps and deciding which ones actually work and which ones don't. So was there more that you wanted to continue with on that subject?
Well, really, you can't, from an engineering standpoint, now that I know I'm talking to a fellow engineer, you can't improve something that you can't see.
That's right.
And most of the time you find situations, the listeners need to be very careful that they're actually on platforms that allow them to test and track. And there's certain situations out there that they don't have enough control over the website, so they can't even put tracking in place. So I would warn them against that and to see that they have platforms that allow them to see what they need to see so they can actually improve.
It's a very interesting point. There are an awful lot of hosting platforms out there, aren't there?
Absolutely.
And they don't all give you those options. I mean, you know, some of them just want to sell you cookie cutter websites, and that's all they want to do.
And you can't make a whole. The funniest thing is that I was talking to one of my clients just today, and he's on a very popular platform, but he has no control of his shopping cart whatsoever to the point that he can't see when an order gets there from a tracking standpoint. And it's really a sad situation. So what does he have to do? Has to change platforms.
Yep. You know, we Worldwide Brands, we built years ago before all this tracking and all the analytics and everything were in place. We actually built our own. Our technical director is a very, very good programmer, and he built a system where it just notifies all kinds of people and places when orders come in, and and updates our database automatically, and and sends out passwords and information automatically, and the whole thing. And we're tied that in with our tracking now. With Google Analytics and with other tracking methods. And now you're saying that a lot of the platforms actually are providing much of this for you, if you find the right platform.
They're providing it, but again, there's still situations where it's not the right platform, so you have to make some different decisions. And a lot of that is education from the consumer side to know what they need to look for when they're starting to plan and design their website. What are you going to be doing with it, and are you going to be in a situation where you want to improve it? Starting knowing that you want to improve it is half the battle.
Right. You know, I think so many people start an internet business without taking into account that they need to become educated on certain things. And get easily frustrated, don't they? I mean, people will start out, throw something up on the web, expect it to sell, and if they're not, making $5,000 in a week, they're upset. And, it's just you need to go to davidbullock.com and learn about testing and modifying. You need to go to, Worldwide Brands. We have a tremendous amount of information there. So many other websites. Take the time to learn these things. Before you just jump off a cliff and get frustrated.
Absolutely. Well, one of the things that I learned very early on, because I didn't go as deep as most people go into the internet marketing space, I learned very quickly that if you actually tested and tracked, it undercut all of your SEO efforts. It would actually undercut any of the copywriting efforts. You'd be able to see if your SEO was working. You'd be able to see if your copy was working. You'd be able to see if that image that you have on the page is working.
Right.
Just by testing and tracking. So the education actually came from the doing of sending the traffic and seeing if it did do what I wanted it to do.
So going back to engineering then, how can our listeners re-engineer their sales process?
Well, the first part you need to do is put some tracking on your site so you can see what the mechanisms are. And again, you can't improve something that you can't see. But once you can start seeing how people are moving in and around your sales process, you can start to test different messages and images to see how that can increase your response. So
right.
The testing or comparing one thing to another against a stream of traffic is actually a re-engineering process. No need to put the site out there and let it sit static.
And when you talk about testing, for example, put out one pay-per-click ad that leads to a certain page on your website, and then another pay-per-click ad that leads to a similar but slightly different page, correct?
Right. You're talking about putting, and I think I spoke of it before, different images on the page will convey a different message.
Right.
Different headlines on a page will convey a different message. Even testing pricing. You can test pricing online. Something may sell better at one price than another. Those are the things that you can easily test. And I like to tell my students, you can test anything that you can see on the page.
Right. And, you know, just as an aside here, I found an interesting website a while back. I believe it's called pricepoints.com, where they'll actually tell you. I don't know if you've seen that or not.
Mm-hmm.
They'll actually tell you what the most popular price points are, like from $0 to $10,000, which is...
Wow.
You know, it's just a whole long list, you know. You know, instead of, you know, 148, you know, 149.95 instead
exactly.
of...
Exactly.
You know, it's just a you know, an interesting thing that came to mind. So what is the total marketing approach that you practice?
Well, one of the things that happened, because I was an offline salesperson long before I ever moved online, we actually use both radio, television, newspaper, classifieds, basically use online and offline, meaning we'll go in an offline media and drive those people online and then convert them there. And we find that those are very qualified prospects, because what did they have to do? They had to hear a message, become interested, remember the URL, and then come to a computer. So they've already jumped through at least four hoops before they even showed up. And then you tie that to just the traditional online methodologies of pay-per-click or SEO work or banner advertising or email marketing. But again, it's the best of both worlds. People live offline. They don't live online.
Do you find that in offline marketing, if you give someone something they'll keep and value, you know? I mean, you know, the most basic, I guess, would be a refrigerator magnet. But
right.
What we did at, we were just at eBay Live. We exhibit there and speak there every year. And we created and gave away a small passport-sized booklet of 40 wholesale suppliers that were relevant to the summer sales market. And, you know, we put, of course, our messages in there to find our website and find all the free information, everything we have there. And we figure this is something that people are going to keep, you know, because there are all these free wholesale suppliers. And that it makes it easier, I think, to drive someone from offline to the online, because they're going to have it right there in their hand. They're not going to look at it once and throw it away. They're not going to, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So it was just an easier method for us. Anyway, we were talking about your total marketing approach.
Right. Well, it's a differentiating factor. Again, there are so many channels, there are at least 40 to 50 channels that you can move your message on, but most people who are, what we find is the people who are online tend to stay online, and people who are offline, for some reason, tend to stay offline.
Right.
If you merge those two together and then tie that in with testing and some of the advanced testing and tracking methodologies, you get a situation where you know where the person came from, how they're moving, how they're buying, and you can actually optimize that one channel.
Right.
So that one channel becomes a business or an income stream unto itself. So you may have 40 income streams all working synergistically to create your total income.
So you're focusing everybody into the same, basically you're channeling everyone into one area and then testing and tracking there.
Right.
Okay, now you use a special marketing method, or testing method rather, called the Taguchi method. What is that, and where does it come from?
The Taguchi method was created back around 1940 by a guy named Jinenchi Taguchi. He was an engineer in Japan working for the telephone company. The long and short of it is he was in a situation that when a machine would go down, they would lose a lot of money. So as an engineer, you know that you have to keep the machines up.
Yes.
His testing method is essentially what I call the 80-20 rule of testing. It not only tells you, it tells you what's important, what to pay attention to while you're testing, so you're not testing everything.
Right.
It actually takes maybe 18 different creatives or 18 different landing pages, or 18 different situations you're putting in front of your client, and it actually simulates up to 4,000 different tests. Now, it doesn't necessarily take a shorter time, but with the math that is done automatically in the background, it actually tells you, well, the headline is important here. Pay attention to that. Oh, the color on the left side of the page for that image, pay attention there. So what do? You concentrate your efforts where it's important based on how the marketplace is responding, as opposed to you just guessing.
Right. And, you know, it's funny. It reminds me of a vice president at Kodak one time. Our group got a call from him. My computer isn't working. It's not starting. I press the button, it won't turn on. Nothing happens. You know, it's blown up. Something's wrong. You got to replace it, you know. And the first question I asked him, because I got the call, first question I asked him, I said, is it plugged in?
Exactly.
And he looked and he said, oh, my foot hit the cord.
Mm.
So I know what you mean.
Exactly. You know? Well, one of the things is, it's that knowing you with Taguchi, the Taguchi method, you people think that it's like this magic formula that you just dose stuff into it and great stuff comes out. Dr. Kualik, who taught me the methodology, said, you know, garbage in, better garbage out. Because
right.
You've just tested garbage. Okay?
Right. But better garbage out, I like
better
that.
Garbage out. But if you take the time, and there's a whole innovation piece, too, where you're actually designing the inputs that go into the test. There's a whole other piece of it. So you design good stuff that goes into the test, and then the testing methodology will tell you, well, of those things that you just put in here, these are the ones that are important. Then you concentrate on those, and then your response rates and your profitability goes up.
Right, right. So where has the Taguchi method been used, David, and why is it important for the EBIT, for EBIT's listeners?
Well, it was used in industry first, say with the tourist and the auto industry, but then some years ago it started to be moved into direct mail, and then years later it started to be moved into the online space. It's important for your listeners to know that some of my students have been able to achieve 600% increases over baseline.
I would say that's important, yes.
Okay,
yes.
And reduced their cost of customer acquisition upwards to 90%.
Fantastic.
Just by using the methodology and the thinking. Also, there's some other students that have gotten 95.7% increases over baseline, others that have gotten 213% over baseline, meaning they tested their site, they found out where they were, they sort of employ the methodology, and then they get these increases that are far beyond anything they could ask for or imagine.
David, can you explain the difference, you know, using this methodology between tracking, split testing, and multivariate testing?
Okay. Well, tracking, again, is just paying attention. So I like to call that a one-legged split test. You have one leg there, and all it does is it looks and observes objectively as to what's going on. Split testing is when you have one thing compared against another. So you're comparing red versus blue. Which
right.
one works better? Now, as soon as you start adding at least four different items, four different creators or red, blue, and green, and then
mm-hmm.
purple, you can get into what they call arrays. And here's where it gets scary to people because we start talking about mathematics and arrays.
Right.
Folks, don't worry about it. This is all done in the background. It's automatic. But what happens is, as soon as you start testing four different items against each other, you can get into a situation where it's called multivariable, which is several different items,
mm-hmm.
multivariate, which when you're testing, how does this item in combination with other items on the page work? And really you're talking about the best of both worlds. You're getting several different items and combinations of items placed in front of the consumer at one time, and you're tracking just to see how did they respond to this particular page rendered this particular way. And then
right.
the math takes over, and it tells you, well, of those items that you put on the page, this one works best, this is the most influential item on the page, and, hey, pay attention to that. Make sure you amplify that message and see where it takes you.
Right, and that's obviously where the confusion comes in, because people, you know, start thinking that, okay, if you're testing four or five different things at the same time, how do you know which one works? But that's what you're saying, is that's where the math takes over, and that's where this testing can really show some differences, correct?
Exactly. You don't. The math gets into some very high-level mathematics, array math, but now the nice thing is that mathematics is done for you in the background, so you don't have to even trouble yourself with it.
It is time for another short break. Don't forget you can listen to any of our past shows, read written transcripts, and find lots of free eBiz information on our site at ebizshow.com. We'll continue with David Bullock when we come back. I'm Chris Malta.
You are listening to the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Ooh, those stale odors you smell inside your home or office are most likely bacteria, mold, or mildew. Now, Lasting Planet offers you Hygienic Air, the natural solution to clean your environment. Effective in sick buildings, Hygienic Air is clinically tested and proven to help eliminate mold and mildew. Placed in a room or HVAC system, the continuous action of Hygienic Air lasts for months, protecting your home, office, car, RV, or boat. It also comes in a non-aerosol spray that works on contact, actually penetrating the micromembrane where pathogens live. Environmentally safe, it generates no ozone, needs no electricity, and uses no harsh or caustic chemicals, just pharmaceutical-grade tea tree oil, farmed as a renewable resource. Visit our website, lastingplanet.com, to learn how Hygienic Air cleans the air you breathe. lastingplanet.com, environmentally conscious products to improve your life and your world. Our world, lastingplanet.com. Dealer inquiries invited.
There are only two ways to get out of debt. You inherit it, or you earn more. If you're looking for the right opportunity to work from home, be with your kids, and earn enough money to live the life you've always dreamed about, then log on to workfromhomewithus.com. If you're like most of us, you're thinking, can I really make money at home, or is this a ripoff? WorkFromHomeWithUs.com is the program you've heard about on the top three radio networks in America, with some of the most credible talk show hosts talking about it. Why does the program work? WorkFromHomeWithUs.com has personal business coaches who are available daily to support your success each step of the way. We provide you with ongoing support, mentoring, goal setting, hands-on training, everything you need, because we want you to succeed. Log on to WorkFromHomeWithUs.com and we'll rush your Getting Started package to you immediately. Start the process to earn more money right now at WorkFromHomeWithUs.com.
Attention photographers, NewDarkRoom.com, one of the fastest growing resources on the internet for premium royalty-free stock photography, is looking for your best photos. Our site visitors spend a lot of time perusing our large community-driven photo library, and your photos could be a part of it all. It's easy to contribute your own work for sale. Our site visitors are companies and individuals looking for royalty-free stock photos to use in their websites or other projects. We invite you to sign up today and offer your own photos for sale. There are no fees or extra charges to become a member of NewDarkRoom.com, and it's easy to contribute your own work for sale. So sign up today to be part of one of the fastest growing stock photography sites on the internet. www.NewDarkRoom.com. Start uploading your own work for sale today. NewDarkRoom.com.
Introducing NoMoreWebmasters.com. That's right. No middleman, no expensive fees to pay. You build your own website, choosing from over 100 templates, even if you have never built a website in your life. At NoMoreWebmasters.com, it's easy. Reserve your own domain name for only $7.85 for 1 year. If you want NoMoreWebmasters.com to host your site, hosting for a basic 5-page website is only $4.95 a month. Advanced e-commerce sites are available as well. NoMoreWebmasters.com can help you do it all yourself with simple point-and-click directions. No programs to learn or download. It's fun and easy. For business or for pleasure, your own website hosted for just $4.95 a month and a domain name for $7.85 a year. The name says it all, NoMoreWebmasters.com. Log on now to choose your own domain name. NoMoreWebmasters.com, your one-stop shopping on the Internet place.
John, look here. Charlie's company's in the news again.
Great. How's he get all that publicity?
I don't know, but you better find out his secret.
It's no secret. Countless articles in the media are generated by press releases, and Charlie knows to put his releases on PR Newswire. PR Newswire gives your business or association the greatest chance of getting press coverage by delivering your news electronically to major media like the Associated Press, Reuters, and Bloomberg, and to more than 3,600 websites like Google, MSN, and Yahoo, where millions can see your press release immediately. PR Newswire has teamed up with WS Radio to offer a free PR toolkit with press release writing tips and distribution information. Plus, WS Radio listeners get a free 12-month membership to PR Newswire, valued at $125. Visit freeprtools.com and join PR Newswire today. That's freeprtools.com.
For exciting and informative articles and features, visit entrepreneur.com, the world's largest small business website.